This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and thanks for tuning in to News West.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. How did you go last week in the Remembrance Day contest? I didn't do that well myself. The bands were a bit ordinary, or perhaps it was my temporary antenna, supported by the extension ladder with a pole bolted to the top, tied up against and poking out above the olive tree. But the antenna seemed to work fairly well, with a bit under 50 metres of wire strung around the small property, configured as an end-fed half-wave. If you did have a go at the RD contest, make sure you submit your log. Your Cabrillo logs are to be submitted online to vklogchecker.com. Now, I'll have a table at Hamfest for RASA, and I'm looking forward to catching up. Stop and have a chat. Would you like to know more about RASA? Let's talk about what we do. Maybe you'd like to contribute to RASA's work in some way. RASA recently developed a brochure designed to be used as a handout when a club has amateur radio on display. There's a place on the brochure to place your club's contact information. These brochures give basic information about the hobby, designed to encourage the recipient to take the next step. Each club has been sent a sample number of brochures and may request more from RASA. This is a free service provided by RASA. However, if you or your club sees value in them, we'd gladly receive a donation to assist with the costs. Now, this bit's important. Has your club seen the sample brochures yet? Have they been discussed at a club meeting? If not, ask a committee about them. It may be that the posting out hasn't caught up with your club yet. It's a big task. If you're concerned that your club may have missed out, send us an email, info@vkradioamateurs.org, to inquire. Please include the club name and postal address so we can check that we have the correct address for your club.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get-Together. This year, the get-together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get-Together is an event for those interested in the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park Program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia, and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the East Lake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the East Lake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at www.ffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul, VK5, Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
Now here's some club business. Club secretaries will have received an email from the Wireless Institute's club's coordinator advising that he's commenced work on the club insurance scheme for next year, and they want to sort out which clubs are eligible to be affiliated. Heaven knows they would like all clubs to be affiliated, but they're putting conditions on it. So in this letter, club secretaries have been asked to log into the club section on the WIA website. Have you ever tried to do that? And enter in all of their club members' names, call sign, and whether or not they are WIA members. They made a similar request a few years ago and abandoned it after several clubs raised an objection based on privacy principles. They did not have their members' permission to provide their identifying information to any other organisation. This resulted in the Wireless Institute simply asking clubs to provide numbers of members, including how many of those were WIA members. I thought that was pretty simple. Australia's privacy laws haven't changed since then, and clubs are entitled to refuse to provide members' private information to another party without those members' explicit permission. Now, that's all I'll say on this one. I think it's something your club should talk about before just blindly cooperating. There are other ways that that organisation can go about collecting members instead of forcing people to become members to access their services. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Some of you may remember about 10 years ago, WA Amateur Radio News brought David Rowe, VK5DGR, to an early Perth Tech to talk about FreeDV, an open source application and codec for transmitting and receiving audio, that's voice, over HF single sideband using a digital protocol called Codec 2. Some of us around Perth subsequently gave it a try, and although we managed to set it up and get it working, we couldn't do better than sounding a bit like Donald Duck. So let's wind forward nearly 10 years to 2024, and we again had a speaker at Perth Tech. This time it was Manure Salem K6AQ, who leads the software development team for FreeDV. Manure spoke to us about developments in machine learning in the project. This has led to the development of what they are calling RAID, a shortening of Radio Auto Encoder, which has made a huge leap forward in voice quality. And listen to this recent QSO from VK3 to New Zealand on 40 metres.
Oh, yeah, it's in the report, hang on. You are oscillating somewhere between 2 and 4 dB on the meter that I'm looking at on the screen. So I don't know how that really relates to much. But
that's pretty good, isn't it? So that's the news story. What I want to do next is to gather a small number of people together to evaluate the new version of FreeDV. I only need a few people. I want amateurs with no experience of FreeDV, or at least no recent experience, to download and set up the software and use it in a net that we'll set up and in an existing net that operates in Australia. Along the way, using a provided worksheet, provide an evaluation of your experience. If you're at all interested in participating, please don't rush out and download the app now. I want the group to do it all at about the same time. I want you to register your interest first and let's go through this together. I'll be using the responses to prepare a review of FreeDV in a future edition of QTC magazine. So, are you up for it? Contact me by email to info@vkradioamateurs.org. Did you get that? info@vkradioamateurs.org. And I'm Bob VK6POP.
Time is passing quickly and the sun doesn't stop rising and setting. It's time to check your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Hamfest is on again come August 31st, 2025. You won't be surprised to find out the event is at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. The Hamfest committee allocated most of the tables last year, but there are some available for 2025. And even better, they're free to sellers or avid amateur radio demonstrators. Entry on the day will be $5 per person, regardless of whether you're a seller, a buyer, or which radio club you belong to. Entry is 7:30 a.m. for sellers, from 9 a.m. for buyers, and we expect the event will finish up around 12 noon. If you'd still like to reserve a table, please contact Club President Brad Peters, VK6BAP, on 0427 401 513, or via email at bradcortina1600, BRADCORTINA 1600@gmail.com. The number again if you missed it is 0427 401 513. And don't forget to head over to the NCRG webpage, ncrg.org.au. It's got all your Hamfest information and for details and prizes of the 2025 Hamfest raffle. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while you give back to the community that keeps us on air. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I discussed the idea of listening to the radio spectrum across the internet for the purposes of getting signal into your shack when radios, or in my case antennas, are causing you challenges. I continue to explore and discovered a project by Jacobo Echo Alpha 1 India Tango India called Radio Receiver. Behind that unassuming name lies a tool born in 2014 that allows you to plug an RTL SDR dongle into your computer, open up your web browser, and listen to the radio signals that your dongle can receive. In case you're unfamiliar, an RTL SDR dongle is a small USB device, looks a lot like a USB thumb drive, jump drive, data stick, or flash drive, basically a hunk of plastic with a USB connector on it. An RTL SDR dongle generally also has some form of antenna connector. It's typically sold as a digital radio and digital television receiver, but websites like RTL-SDR.com sell purpose-built ones. They can be found starting at about $15. I realize that this is using a local receiver with a local antenna, but it's inside a web browser, which is half of what I expected. When you hit the play button in the bottom of the screen, you'll be prompted by your web browser to give permission to access your RTL SDR dongle, and the fun starts. You'll see a live waterfall, hear audio, and have the ability to tune to any frequency you can reach. Depending on your dongle, typically somewhere between 500 kHz and 1.76 GHz. The application consists of 7 files, a total of 352 kilobytes that you can store on any web server and run, with one caveat. In order for your web browser to talk to your dongle, it needs to be served using HTTPS. Jacobo has set up radio.echoalpha1indiatangoindia.echosierra, and I've set up sdr.vk6flab.com, both showing the same tool. You'll find the code on my VK6FLAB GitHub repository, and of course on Jacobo's. There are some things you need to know. You will need to use a web browser that supports web USB. Currently, that's Chrome, Edge, Opera, and several others. Sorry, Safari and Firefox don't. Perhaps it's time to talk to Apple and Mozilla. All is explained if you click on the little question mark at the bottom of the screen. It will even tell you if the browser you're using to read the help is compatible or not. If you have an Android phone, you can run this tool too, although you will need to find a way to connect your dongle to your phone. I'm currently limited in my ability to test this, and you may need to install some drivers on Windows and Linux, but macOS and presumably Android works out of the box. This software also supports offline operation, so you can load it as a progressive web app or PWA and use it in the field away from the internet. Did I mention that all the decoding is happening inside the web browser, so you can see which code is doing what? And before you ask, yes, it's minimized in the browser, which you can make into human-readable code, but when you look at the source, it shows precisely what is happening, all written in Node.js, TypeScript, and JavaScript. It supports CW, SSB, AM, narrow and wideband FM, and decodes stereo, something which none of my amateur radios do. you might be able to tell that I'm excited. It's because this is providing the basic functionality of a radio inside a web browser, and I didn't need to install it to get started. On the Macintosh I tested this on, I literally opened the web page, plugged in a dongle, and hit play. Just so we're clear, just because this is using a web page on a web server, you accessing it will only give you access to your radio, not mine. This, of course, opens the doors to all manner of other fun stuff, which I'm expecting to play with for the next little while. And yes, this is also Bald Yak adjacent, I'm aware. In the meantime, you can play with this right now. sdr.vk6flab.com is the place to go. Word of warning, it's addictive, and easy to forget it's a radio with an antenna plugged into your computer. So take precautions when electrical storms are about. Look forward to hearing what you discover. I'm Ono. Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Dear HAM members, it's time to get excited. The Northern Corridor Radio Group, NCRG, is thrilled to launch our 2025 HAMFest fundraising raffle, and you're invited to join in the fun while supporting our club's future. With over $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, this is your chance to win big while giving back to the community that keeps us on the air. Here's what you need to know. Raffle website. Purchase your tickets online at https://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-raffle-225prize. Pool. First prize. $2,000 Andrews Communications voucher. Choose from a wide range of amateur radio gear. Second prize. $699 Comtech voucher. Upgrade your shack with top tier. EQU IPM, EN to third prize. Elinco DJC RX7HE handheld radio, valued at $229. Fourth prize, $200 Comtech store credit ticket prices. $5 for one ticket, $10 for two tickets, $20 for four tickets, $1.40 for eight tickets, $80 for 16 tickets, $100 for 20 tickets, $250 for 50 tickets important dates. Ticket sales open June 25th, 2025. Online and cash sales close August 31st, 2025. Cash sales end at 11 a.m. at the Cyril Jackson Recreation. Center permit holder only. Draw date August 31st, 2025. At noon during HAMFest 2025, ticket sales permitted while Conzi, QLD, NSW.say.tas, VicVic61904 WA, LS22327402-5 Northern Corridor Radio Groups, Inc., is a responsible community organization following the Gaming and Wagering Commission Act, 1987. Where to view? Results, NCRG website, http://ncrg.info/wp/raffle-raffle-link page. http://rafflelink.com.o/hamfest-225. All ticket packages comply with WOMIAS, DRGLS regulations, and are processed securely via RaffleLink on behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, Inc. Let's make this raffle our most successful yet. Every ticket sold helps fund NCRG's ongoing projects, events, and upgrades, all while giving you the chance to walk away with some top-notch gear. Act now and grab your tickets before they're gone. The clock is ticking and the draw is just around the corner on August 31st. Best regards, Matthew McDonough, VK6ML, Vice President, NCRG 043602-2860.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. Helpline for the 10th of August 2025. Is a nil event, I'm afraid. I have no items there for you this week. Everyone must be watching the Avon Descent, which is on today from Northam to Bayswater. So if you would like anything in next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. VK6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, and I will deal with your requirements as needed. And thank you once again for listening. 7-3 from Roy, VK6XV, and may the best man win.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.